Back to the politics of embryonic stem cell research now. We're joined by Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andy, what does the latest national polling tell us on this issue?
Well, this is an issue that's more visible than it was 2 years ago. And opinion is changing. There's more support for medical research that uses stem cells drawn from human embryos. NBC had a poll a month ago where 71% said they agreed more with supporters of this practice than opponents. We have a survey that's in the field which is showing more support than a comparable survey 2 years ago when the public was divided. And it's a bigger deal, and it's one where opinion is shifting as people are learning more about this issue.
And do these polls show that there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans, those who identify themselves as liberals and as conservatives?
Well, Democrats and independents support this kind of research much more so than Republicans, and they're hearing more about it and talking more about it than have Republicans. But what's really interesting in the preliminary findings of our survey is that swing voters who are generally interested, less interested in most issues compared to Republicans and Democrats, are more interested in this issue. And they tend to be moderate, and they tend to be on the side of favoring research.
Ronald Reagan Jr. was invited to speak at the Democratic National Convention this year, and I guess you could see in that choice that Democrats are clearly hoping that the issue will help pry some Republicans away from their party and their candidate. Is this a wedge issue?
Well, conceivably, there are many well-educated and affluent people who usually vote Republican who support stem cell research, but by and large, I think they are pretty well committed to Bush, and it's going to be hard for them to move to Kerry, but it might soften some of their resolve. I think the issue with swing voters, that this is an issue that attracts swing voters, and there are few issues that do, particularly in the social issue area. That's, I think, the more important political consideration.
Is it a potent issue or potentially a potent issue because everyone knows someone who's suffering from Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or cancer, and because this massive population of baby boomers is marching into the senior years when they're more susceptible to life-threatening disease?
You can't underestimate the demographic trends of more older people being concerned about health care issues, and also the fact that the American public tends to be forward-looking and optimistic. They want solutions to problems, and more of them are hearing about this issue and see it as a potential solution. Now, the debate isn't over, but it's beginning to shift in this direction, at least for now.
Andy, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Andy Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.